Right on schedule. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston medium. Your favorite psychic medium. You're listening to Macedon. Woo! I hope you're enjoying all of this and everything Spirit has to offer. I'm having a blast. So get ready. I hope you are ready, my lovelies, because we are doing the guided meditation, baby. Let's tune it in. I'm gonna tune you up. Take a nice deep breath in and out. And when you're hearing the miracle tone with the tuning fork, just feel all of that. I swear, sometimes this is addictive. I can just do this all day. But the intention is before we do the drumming to open ourselves up, make ourselves receptive to spirit, connect us to our higher selves. And really open ourselves up to expand our mind. And what does the angels want? What do to tell us? What does spirit want to say? Are we just there to experience it? Because that could be happening. You may not get anything at all. You may just be receiving the healing. You may just be chilling and being present and nothing's going on. And you may actually be getting messages and visions. So this is the intention to open ourselves up. Chicka what? Feel that. Whew, feel that magic flowing through your body. Feel it. You know the drill, you know the cue. Get familiar with your power animal if you want. And let's get into it. Ooh, pick it up, pick it in. Let me begin.
Thank you.
All right. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo! We just did our shamanic journeying with all of our sound healing. How you feeling? I feel good. Like the guy in the Warriors. Wait, we didn't know. What was that? What's the... Like the Joker. Joaquin Phoenix and the Joker. I feel good. Yeah. Oh, goodness. Woo! There's a lot of crazy stuff I saw. I hope you guys saw some stuff. I just... Like, wow. This is... Portals opening and opening. This is the opening of portals, see? You don't just talk to spirit. They take you through a magical carpet ride through the cosmos. I'm telling you. That's just how it goes. This is how it is. One more for the road. Tuning fork. So I basically just made connection with them. Jim Morrison from The Doors. I'm not even joking. Through all of that, I just connected. I kept hearing, just when I did the tuning fork, I just kept hearing over and over, "Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name?" I said, "Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you." Okay, so see, this is how it goes. We just flow with it, spontaneous. We just do this spontaneity. This has been a blast, and I cannot believe it. We're outskis at 8 p.m. We still have a bunch of time. Oh, my God. Please write down everything and anything that you got. Really resonate with it. Sit with it. Whatever it is, release that, feel that, and just feel the healing, because I can definitely feel the difference now that I use the tuning fork and the singing bowls along with the drumming. It's a very different effect, and the intention is really there to heal. So healing the entire body realm, it's just wonderful. It's magical. It's very, very magical. It's a playground of love. It's a playground of love. It is. Speaking of, ooh, oh my God. What is going on here? I really hope, you know, oh, please let that just be allergies. But, you know, could be chakra. It could be to pay attention to the throat chakra. Yeah, expression, expressing on a new level, expressing on a new path, healing. I must need some healing in my throat chakra. I must need some healing over here because, you know, that's the clearing it up. Clearing it up. So anyways, stay tuned. We got so much more. I almost want to do a Reiki session and give you Reiki over the air. But anyways, here's The Doors with "Hello, I Love You," because I was straight up connecting and communicating with Jim Morrison right at the end of that shamanic journey. Woo! Woo! This is crazy. Love you. Bye.
Tell me your name. Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down.
theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand, a beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you. Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. In worn-out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. He would do the old soft shoe. He could jump so jump so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was, well, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the very eyes of age. As he spoke right out, talked of life. Lord, he talked of life. Laughed, slapped his leg a step. He said his name was Bojangles. Then he danced a lick right across the cell. He grabbed his pants, took a better stance, jumped up high. That's when he clicked his heels. Then he let go a laugh. he let go a laugh, shook back his clothes all around. That was Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Lord, he could dance. He told me of the times he worked for minstrel shows, traveling throughout the South. He spoke with tears of 15 years, how his dog and he, they just traveled about. But his dog up and died, dog up and died. And after 20 years, he still grieved. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky-tonks, for my drinks and tips. But most of the time, I spend behind these county bars. You see, son, I drinks a bit. Then he shook his head. Lord, when he shook his head, I could swear I heard someone say, please. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, come back and dance. Dance, dance, please dance. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, dance. Why can't you come back and dance? Please, Bojangles, dance. Again, Bojangles.
It all started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO. Thank you.
Hello, hello. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tabs Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. And the time has come, my friends. The time has come to do the beautiful, beautiful channeling. Do the beautiful message from Spirit. It is 7:40 on the dot. Yes, we're doing good for time. Alignment. That's what I call alignment, baby. So this is going to be extended warranty. an extended love. An extended, you know, we're going to get some messages. We're going to get a couple messages from a couple spirits. You know, who's first on the list? Yeah. We got the Rat Pack, who's first on the list for spirit communication. Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra. I have this whole Dean Martin compilation, so on vinyl. So that's why I had a lot more Dean Martin than anything else tonight. I have a ton of Sinatra, but I don't get to play as much. I don't get to play as much Dean Martin. So I was just like, okay. So I can feel they definitely want to come in first. So, oh my God, I love these messages. They're so exciting. They're filled with so much love. It's filled with so much. Ouch! Okay. Appalachian. Okay. I don't even know what I'm saying. You know what I want to do? I want to change it. I want to change it up. Here we go. Yeah, to this. Yeah, baby. Okay. Get it in, get it in, get it in, get it in. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Okay. So infinite presence, infinite spirit, what's going on here? What is going on? What is happening right here in this moment? What do you guys want to tell me? What do you guys want to say? What do you have? What is the message for everyone today? Rat Pack. This is a message about being seen. It's a message about where we're at right now. And working on areas where we feel we're having trouble being seen or being afraid to be seen. So if you're dealing with something where you want to make something happen or get to the next level or get to the next step, but you have a fear for whatever reason, whatever it is, anything to what you may look like to others, what you may sound like to others, if you're not feeling adequate enough to step into that next position of where you want to go and where you want to be, this is a time where they're saying, just do it. Just make that, either make the manifestation, make the wish, plant the seed, or just jump into it and do it. So they're showing me images of them being at the nightclub, them being on stage, them performing, having a good time. And why this message is flowing through all of them is because they all held a confidence within themselves to just let things flow in the time that they were in and during the time and what the time represented of when they were big and what it meant for the outside world and how much their legend and their imprint has impacted American pop culture during that time and that, you know, and that energy. And so, you know, during a time where there was high strung with, you know, civil rights and segregation, you know, they came up and came together, you know, all of these people, you know, where they displayed and they channeled some diversity with that edge of having no fear with it and having it be smooth and having it be playful and having it removing the heaviness from the obvious of what was heavy. So, you know, you're seeing Sammy Davis Jr. up there with Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and you're seeing you know, this diversity happening during a very hostile time where we were fighting for that right to have that integration. It was done in such a smooth, beautiful, sophisticated way. So what is your silent protest? What is the thing that you need to come forth with? That is your own thing. That is your stance on who you are, your stance on what you believe, your stance that comes directly from you. Because we all have it. We all have something that we believe in. But we may get shunned upon just because of a stigma around it. Just because of the past of what we've been taught about something. And when that fear comes, we are blocked from actually really expressing exactly what we need to express and shining our light to the fullest. So it is a battle. When I say battle, I'm not talking about physically fighting people and needing to go out there and protest. What I'm talking about is in that way, the silent protest is in your own way, where you stand up for what you believe in, that is in your heart and you know and you can hear it and only you can hear it. Think about people who have done things like this. You may not have agreed with them, but they did what they believed and we respect them because they did exactly what they believed that they should. And that is the ultimate highest form of being here on this earth plane. And it doesn't have to be destructive. It doesn't have to be painful. It doesn't have to be a sacrifice. It doesn't have to be a martyr energy you portray. It can be love. And this is exactly what they expressed during that time. Oh my God, I'm getting chills hearing this message. This is one of the most beautiful messages, you know, I think I've heard in a while. So what is that thing that you're fighting for? But it doesn't have to be communicated in a fight. It can be communicated in the way you want it, in the freedom. And that's what they did. That's what Sammy Davis Jr. did. That's what Frank Sinatra did. That's what Dean Martin did. That's what they did in the Rat Pack. They created a silent protest of diversity and alliance. And they did it with so much fun, so much ease, that when people saw this, it helped to have more of it. Oh my God, this is so beautiful. And that's what you gotta be. You gotta be the love. They did it with love. Now I'm understanding more and more why Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack, and they love being around my energy and they love being around spirit, because I'm finally really understanding what that energy is that they have that makes it so light. It's all about love. It's all about the energy and the vibration of love and what we're bringing and communicating to one another and how we can have that. If we want a life where we can be ourselves, but we don't want to move into this, but you know, the old ways of where we have to die for freedom and what we want. We're no longer in that place. And that's what they're trying to tell us and understand. We're no longer in this place where we need to fight, constantly fight to be free. You're already free. You are already free. You're already free. It's that silent love. It's that silent expression. It's that joy. It's that love. It's that beauty. It's the manifestation of your true calling. You do it with ease. You live your best life. You live your shiny light with ease in this world. In the universe, and God will take care of that high vibration. Do it like the Rat Pack did. You know, and I'm not saying their lives were squeaky clean. Like, I don't know you know, we don't need to go into that. I mean, I know there's a lot of controversy, but when, you know, there's a lot of stuff, but we're human beings. Is there not controversy around anyone these days? So we're going to leave that lower stuff and we're going to take the higher stuff that we have with this beautiful Rat Pack. And thank you. Now I understand what that dream was and I understand why they came in, and it's just so beautiful. Oh my God. Thank you so much. Thank you, all of you, for coming in. Mwah. Now we're moving on. Thank you. That was one of the most beautiful messages. I'm going to sit and listen to this again. Bill Monroe. You are not letting me go. You are making sure that I pay attention to you. It's been quite a while since I've had a stalker spirit, and I love it. I love it. He is stalking me. Bill Monroe. Also known as the father of bluegrass. His spirit was like, ba-bam, ba-bam, girl. Sunday service, I played his song and I was like, okay, so any spirit wants to come in and play more music, I'm open. And then boom, it was just like a floodgate of sign after sign after sign. So what's going on, Bill? What are you so eager? So eager, so eager. Okay, I'm getting this. This has to do with the opening of the sound healing that we just did. And I know we did it through the Lion's Gate portal, and they said the second time. This message is for the Paranormal Playground Sounds and everybody who's listening, and or, you know, everyone who listens regularly, and the message and instructions for me to continue to do the sound healing. It's going to expand. You're going to see your joy open up. You're going to see this is another way of actually expanding your consciousness, is through the sound healing. So why I was seeing things in the shamanic journey, like basically the things that I was seeing, future stuff, things that are connected. So I just wanted to share, in the shamanic journey, I literally saw my DNA being healed, but I saw a map of my DNA in the cosmos, so I could see the healing, and they were healing all the past, everything that's going in my body, the chromosomes, telomere, all of it, restoring it, rejuvenating it. And you're saying, because sound has the ability to go beyond what we just know as just it's healing our energy. No, it's literally creating a map. It's imprinting. So when we do sound healing, it literally imprints your healthy cells into a map of the cosmos of memory. So now you have more healthy memory cells. But guess where they're stored? They're stored in the cosmos. So the more we participate in the sound healing here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, the more we're going to open up doors here to the next step and the next step and the next vibration. He was engaged in this, is what he wanted to say, is that he didn't. He said, go do some. He's telling me to go look him up because I'm going to find something. He said, watch, girl, you're going to find something that's going to be extraordinary. And you're going to tell the radio about it. You're going to be able to tell radio about it. I mean, he's saying, you thought this was extraordinary, you seeing signs of me and hearing and just seeing over and over, and me calling you and calling you up. Like, literally, somebody called me from Monroe, Michigan, and nobody was on the other line. And I was like, hello, hello. And I was like, okay, it's Bill. I know. You see, he's saying, you think that was extraordinary. There is yet to come. And he's saying he wants to work with me and the Paranormal Playground Sounds and all of you. So this is going to be very exciting. He's starting this new adventure here. Yes. So seeing the 50 and seeing the 5 and 5 and the 55 and the angel numbers, this is all about looking at the world in a different view. This is a time to look at the world on a different level. It's a time to see things differently, feel things differently, do things differently. This week, switch up your routine. Go somewhere different. Do something different. Switch it up. And as you're doing that, though, remember always what we're learning here about sound, and be more open to understanding what sound is going to give you. Because this week, if you're open enough and you believe, we're going to give you more messages from your loved ones through music, something you hear on the radio, something you see on, you know, the internet, or something, or a show, or something you see, or you walk into a store, you're going to hear music. So pay attention, because the signs are here, the love is here, and you deserve to have the love of the unseen and the supernatural, and you deserve to have this alternative healing. Thank you so much. I love you. We're out, skis. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I hope you enjoyed every bit of it. I love you so much. Please stay tuned, because we are here on Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. for Sunday service. We got some more. We got some more Bill Monroe. And we got some, and you know, thank you, Rat Pack, and all the spirits who came in here to talk. Thank you so much. It's that time. I'm going to leave you with some Dean Martin, because we got that. We got to have it. We got to uplift. Thank you for all the beautiful messages, and get ready for Rising Magical Show that we have. This is a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday night, back to back amazing shows. Amazing. So stay tuned for that as well. I love you so much. Goodbye.
Sleepy time gal, you're turning night into day. Sleepy time gal, you've danced the evening away. Before each silvery star fades out of sight, please give me one little kiss, then let's whisper goodnight. It's getting late and dear, your pillow's waiting. Sleepy time gal, when all your dancing is through. Sleepy time gal, I'll find a cottage for you. You learn to cook and sew. What's more, you'll love what I know. When you're a stay-at-home, play-at-home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time gal. It's getting late and dear, your fellow's waiting. Sleepy time gal, when all your dancing is through. Sleepy time gal, I'll find a cottage for you. You'll learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you'll love what I know. When you're a stay-at-home, play-at-home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time, yeah. I
feel a song coming on, and I'm warning you, it's a victorious, happy and glorious new strain. I feel a song coming on. It's a melody full of the laughter of children out after the rain. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through you, love and glory, hallelujah. And now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song coming on.